I think if we were to offer up observations from last night, from what you may have been watching or listening, remember the coverage we had for you on WSGW, both online and on air, I think it would only be fitting that if all three of us were to speak at the same time and offer up our thoughts. Ready, set, go.
Yabba dabba doo.
presidential debate, debacle. What did you call it earlier, Dave? I like that term.
Senile denial.
Senile denial. I saw where somebody suggested it was a remake of the movie Grumpy Old Men.
Well, the takeoff I had on that is there were points that were made. They denied it, but they didn't explain themselves, either one. I mean, there wasn't any opportunity for it to be probed further as to, okay, what did happen? Did you or did you not pay taxes? Did your son not or not take millions of dollars from foreign countries? I mean, there were no answers. We didn't. They just stood there and denied it and moved on. More argument.
Which sounds like politics, doesn't it?
How did it sound on the...
It sure wasn't enlightening.
I watched it. Dave, you watched it. Charlie, you listened to it.
How I was listening to it. So I'd like to start with that. It was difficult at times because, again, of the interruptions. And while the voices are distinct to a point, sometimes you did get lost. And I was wondering if I had the visual, would it have helped me figure out who was doing what at what time?
Because at times you had three
men. Right.
Was Chris Wallace in there too?
Yes.
You know, was the visual, or was it a, was there gesticulating going on as points were being made and interruptions were being done, or were they just shouting and speaking over each other?
Or even when they weren't shouting and speaking over one another, they were making faces, silent but making faces that clearly indicated they were in disagreement or critical of what the other was saying. It was I think probably early on, it discovered right away the debate commission could have set it up, and maybe they will in the future, shut off the mic of the one that's not being allowed, who is not his 2 minutes, shut off the one's mic, and then when they're done giving their 2 minutes, turn it on for the other one and shut the other one off. They're going to have to do something, or this can't carry on the way it is.
No, in fact, I would say end it now. End it now. Let the vice presidential debate happen, which, by the way, I think will be a bit more cordial.
I think so. I think that'll be a little more professional.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah, but that's it. I don't understand what anybody's going to learn from the next two debates. And frankly, I was ashamed to be an American yesterday.
Oh,
that.
Man.
It was that
it
bad.
It was bad.
It was awful.
You know,
it was awful to watch. It was more... you weren't learning anything. You was just. It was almost as if it was a reality TV show, and it was just tough to watch. Go back and just go on YouTube, everybody, and watch when the first debate I remember watching where I understood a lot of the issues was. I was 16 years old, and that was with President George H. Bush, Governor Clinton at the time, and Ross Perot. So you had three people on stage, three big egos. Yet you were still learning. Yeah, everybody was kind of jabbing each other and landing their punches, but you were learning something, at least where they stood, and you had some good debate. No, that's not what the point was yesterday.
Well, one thing that was happening, and you couldn't pay me to be the moderator on one of these, I'll tell you, but Wallace was asking some tough questions going right for the jugular, which was really inciting these people as well.
My observation was that the president was certainly the person who was interrupting much more than he should have. And if there were a second debate to happen, maybe there won't be, let the vice president, former vice president, I guess you can still call him vice president as far as titles are concerned, I suppose, challenge, whatever, say his piece. And if you want to stick in a jab here and there, fine. And for Mr. Biden, I think that his handlers would have preferred that he just let the president interrupted. He could have looked good, but he had to offer some of those insults that he accuses the president of doing, and then Mr. Biden did it,
right?
Which is causing him some consternation this morning.
Right. That's, I guess, if you just want to look on a performative level, I didn't understand who told Trump that would be, I guess, a winning way, because I think sometimes Joe Biden gets in trouble when he does speak for a long time.
Yes.
I'm surprised they just didn't let that happen. And rather than have Trump just interrupt as many times as he did, I don't know. I did not get that
or
whole thing.
Somebody did a count. They came up with like 70 interruptions.
Or right. Was that the president himself?
Yeah, right, the president himself.
Probably himself.
Some
right.
They could have said.
But somebody could have said, you know, let Joe talk. Let him talk. Let him.
But, and you know, that could have.
And
but
he kind
again,
of let him off the hook,
started,
I think.
And he just decided, well, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
We talked about this yesterday, the fact that you have, if I can use the word fact, maybe I can say the same issue, the same, you know, whether COVID-19, whether it was the economy, you had the same thing going on, but the two very different takes of the perspectives of what each had done or had not done, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was kind of interesting. The fact-checking was funny, I got to say, because so much of it was whatever the president said or Mr. Biden said was, well, it's mostly false, however, or, well, yeah, but out of context, or if you put it into context, it's like, as we talked about, just a little maybe sliver of maybe there's a little truthfulness to whatever might have been approached, but then the wild tangent went off to was not accurate.
Right.
So you had to say, well, yeah, kind of, but.
I wish more would have been talked about in terms of Michigan.
Hey, they
talked maybe, I don't know, Dave, what would you say? And Charlie, what would you say? Maybe 90 seconds?
Probably.
Maybe they brought the car industry a little bit and manufacturing, but not really wasn't covered a lot.
And the president accused the governor of putting us in prison with the lockdowns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. So maybe 100 seconds.
And using, of course, always the political rhetoric to try and make a valid point you might have. You know, if the point is that perhaps the state was under lockdown more than other states or something like that, okay, say that, but then you throw out, you know, you're in prison.
Right.
Okay, you know, I get what you're trying to say, but... And frankly, I must say that I did miss some of it because at some point I did lose interest and had other things I had to do. I had some dishes I had to wash. I had some garbage I had to take out. That only seemed appropriate.
Yeah. No, I completely understand. One of our neighbors started watching it, and she said, all right, I'm off to the hot tub. I can't take any more of this. So that was it. That was it. She just said, I can't take any more. I'm done. And I have a feeling if that's how she looked at it, that's how many Americans were probably viewing it.
Well, we'll wait to have to hear what the viewership numbers were. Whether some are predicting it would be a record viewership, and you wonder, did it start that way?
That's what I'd love to see. Where
did
it ended?
End that way?
Yeah,
did it end that way.
We have a little audience input here. Dano writes on SportsCenter. They have a show called "Pardon the Interruption." Yeah. They should use that for the debate format.
Maybe they should.
There was a funny. What did I see too? At one point, someone described it as being a circus. And apparently,
a circus can be fun.
You know, well, yeah, but apparently, some news organization reported that they were contacted by some circus people who said, "Don't insult us by comparing them to a circus."
Yeah, and the spin doctors were busy even before it was over. We were getting things that were coming in, and then you watch the cable shows afterward. Hannity declaring the president was an outright winner, blew him out of the park. It was just a top first-class performance.
Imagine that.
And then you go over to CNN, and it's just the exact opposite. You
know, I'm sure that Anderson Cooper, whoever was there, was proclaiming Mr. Right. Biden as being the out-and-out champion.
And ridiculing the president. Yeah.
Or MSNBC, too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, you know where they all stand very clearly.
Yeah.
Well, at this time...
We still have two of these left.
We do have two more, October 15th and October 22nd. And as Pat pointed out, if you're looking for something that might be hopefully a little bit more different, would
substantive.
Be the vice presidential debate, which is next Wednesday. And we'll have coverage for you, too. So we offer up the opportunity. You decide what you want to do with it.